This is a letter from Paul to an early church community, the Philippians. Think kind of like the Lindalians. These are co-workers, as Paul says, or beloved colleagues in the early Jesus movement. And it is indeed a movement. Why else would Paul be writing from jail? Arrested for treason and heresy, which were pretty much the same thing in ancient times, in his times and place. You might even imagine this as a kind of ancient precursor to the letter from a Birmingham jail. A treatise of encouragement and challenge to those on the outside who keep pushing, who keep living into a new way of being. The phrase that has stuck with me this week as I sit with this text is the peace which surpasses all understanding. I was away much of last week trying to be gentle to my body and soul and letting myself rest in the wide expanse of time and space of the beauty of Lake Superior. I unplugged from social media, from email, from my phone, except for emergencies, to try to just arrive and be there. All week, since I've been back, I've been trying to hold on to that gentleness. Grasping, in fact, the spaciousness of soul I felt in that oasis up there. I've been trying to hold on to some of that peace that surpasses understanding that Paul writes about. But this is the thing, and this is how I feel about it. Yeah. Peace like this, the kind that's really another way of talking about God's wholeness nestled inside of us, isn't something you can grasp at without missing the whole point. It's not graspable or consumable. It's only shareable. At Lindale, sometimes we get so caught up in the headlines and the horrors of injustice in the world, we can get a little out of balance. And we need to step back sometimes, or perhaps step forward into holy rejoicing and peace and gentleness and the mystery of grace inherent in each of those. We need to step back and share in that peace that surpasses understanding. So this morning, I invite you to share in some peace with me through a spiritual practice. For some of you, what's about to happen is really, really not your thing. For others of you, I know you wish we did more of this. So remember that in a healthy and growing church community, only about 75% of what happens will be your thing. The other 25% is for the person sitting next to you, or the person who has yet to walk through the door. This is wisdom from the pastor, former pastor of Riverside UCC in New York. So welcome to the practice, the ancient practice of Lectio Divina. See? Or praying the scriptures. This is why you have the scripture from this morning actually written in your bulletin. Some of you are visual people. Some of you are oral people when it comes to learning and praying. So you have this option, both those options here. So this is the practice, and I'm just going to walk you through the whole thing. The first piece is that I'm going to read the scripture again. And if it is your practice, you may go ahead and read it along with me. And I invite you to just notice two words that jump out at you. Just two. Maybe circle them if you have a pen. Just let those words jump out at you. I'm going to read it once, and if it helps you, you can read it again after that. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, my siblings, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Holy One in this way, my beloved. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Holy One. Yes, and I ask you also, my loyal companion, help these women, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel. Together with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the Book of Life, rejoice in the divine always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The divine is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. As you feel comfortable, I invite you to close your eyes and breathe deeply for a while. If you want to, you're welcome to read through the passage one more time and then close your eyes. As you breathe in and out, say the words silently from the text that you've been drawn to. For me, they were rejoice and gentleness. So I breathe in, saying silently, rejoice, and breathe out, saying silently, gentleness. Whatever your words are, breathe in and out on them for some time. It's normal if your mind starts racing or making lists. Simply say the words, those two words of the text, to draw yourself back to your breath. notice that you're a little less distracted. With your eyes still closed and your breathing relaxed, picture the scripture story you've just been reading in your mind's eye. Don't reread it. Just go with what you remember. Allow elements from your own life to enter the story if they appear to you. Don't be a historicist in your imagination of the story. It's not about getting it right. Just notice. Let the sequence of the story guide your imagination. Notice if you're Paul or one of the women in leadership. Or one of the wider community. This is kind of an intentional dream exercise where we let our subconscious meet the scripture. I will let you just sit in the story for the next 5 minutes or so. Notice any feelings or thoughts you have about what you've imagined. Release those feelings and thoughts into the presence of the divine, God, the universe, a larger realm besides yourself. And then just stay with that sense of larger presence holding you and your thoughts and feelings. Let yourself relax into that peace that surpasses understanding, the peace of God. Start to feel your body back in this space. Wiggle your toes. Notice the chair beneath you. And open your eyes when you are ready. Amen.